If it's on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Olinger on Sunraysia's 97.9 Triple M.
Yeah, this man certainly knows his stuff. Very good morning to you, Wade O. How are you this morning?
It's Bathurst week, Matt. Bathurst week.
Very, very exciting, mate. We'll get into that shortly. The toughest week in history for the Williams Formula One team.
Yeah, so Frank Williams lost his life. It's been an ongoing battle with his health for a number of years now, but just an incredible operator, team owner, an incredible man. If you go back and watch the Williams Netflix film, it's remarkable to see what he built in the face of no money, just a single man's drive to achieve what he wanted to achieve. And unfortunately, it's also going to be a week where they've lost their head engineer with COVID. So there'll be no lead engineer at Jeddah for this weekend's Saudi Arabian Grand Prix.
All right, now the Gen 3 era starts in 2023. There's a bit going on.
Yeah, they're talking about, of course, everyone's been talking about the Chevrolet Camaro and the Mustang, the Ford versus Chevy battle for 2023. But there's still a lot of talk that there's going to be other manufacturers involved. Obviously, BMW, Mercedes, those kind of people. There's a lot of talk about Audi, even Hyundai, even Nissan, even, of course, Toyota as well. So it's going to be interesting to see if anybody actually comes out of the wood pile there. I wouldn't mind seeing an AMG. I love a bit of Mercedes V8 action. So we'll see what happens, I guess.
All right, congratulations to the great Angelo Hatticus and the Falcon. He took out last weekend's Ross Crick Memorial at Timmins Speedway.
Spiro Schleider-Mielisch, remarkable drive. He's actually got the Falcon going well, Matt. We got so excited, Liam and I, in commentary. We even played the Greek national anthem. He was phenomenal. It's the best I've ever seen him drive. I was actually had to go down the pits and check. It was actually him in the car. Really good event. First event for Timmins last weekend. Their next event is on December 18th. Can't wait. It's going to be a big, big season.
What about the Super 8 Championship race at Bathurst? That's very, very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, Ryle Harris. Ryle, I've known Ryle since he very first started racing the V8 Ute Championship back in the early 2000s. Got into it a bit with Aaron Borg, one of his title championship aspirants as well. In race three, Ryle, unfortunately, him got together. Borg went into the wall. That gave Ryle a 10-second penalty. He still leads the championship. It's the final round of it. It's all coming down to the wire. I love a bit of V8 Super Ute action, and I love that Ryle Harris, after all these years, is still sticking it up him.
All right, Bathurst 1000, as you mentioned earlier, this weekend, going to be fantastic. Wildcards, Holdsworth and Mostert are tipped to take it out, are they?
Hard to believe it's Lee Holdsworth's 18th Bathurst. He's only 38 years of age, so he started when he was 20. Very, very good speed, both those boys. And, of course, Mostert just wrapped up the TCR Championship this weekend as well. So they're feeling pretty good, the old Walkinshaw United boys. We, of course, all want our own Cam Waters to get the job done.
Yeah.
But they're talking about Holdsworth and Mostert being wild cards because Chazzy knows how to win around that place. Maybe this will be Lee Holdsworth's first ever win.
Oh, yeah, terrific. Great to catch up with you, Wade, as always, mate. Thank you so much for your time. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
See you, Matty. Go the Fords.